Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like prequels, you're going to be really excited when you hear what movie is going to be turned into a TV show. It's time for your three must-hear clips of the day on The Mix.
Number three.
It's Elizabeth and Radar, and let's hear from Meghan Trainor, who opened up about achieving her pop star dreams and reflecting on motherhood and the music industry.
I was told at like 20 by an older gentleman in the industry, like, well, she's a mom, so nobody really cares. And I was like, ouch. And when I became a mom, my career like had a whole new life. I had like a whole reboot. And I think it's because my kids made me want to be the best version of me.
Yeah, what does that old guy know? Come on now.
Get out of here.
I do remember when I was trying to get pregnant all those years ago, there was a guy that said to me, oh, you are? And I said, why are you so disappointed? Well, this guy listened to the show and he's like, I don't know. I just feel like when people women become moms, they become lame. You're done.
You're lame. Look in the mirror, you lame-o.
You're done. And I said, can you elaborate on that? He had nothing to say, nothing at all.
Because you're a lame brain is what it is.
Well, and then I sit there and think like, hey, sir, you exist because of a mom. You wouldn't be here if there wasn't a mom. So let's remember that as well. And you also can do whatever you want to do, whether you have kids or you don't have kids. And I think how Meghan Trainor framed that is beautiful. That
absolutely.
She now sits there and thinks, I want to tell my kids to go after it and be everything they can be. I'm going to do the same thing for me. And they're going to get a better mom for it.
And what are you doing living in Loserville, USA?
Number two.
Well, you know who's also living in Loserville, USA?
Who?
The 2024 version of Buddy the Elf.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell is still talking about last holiday season, just only a couple weeks ago now, believe it or not, when he showed up to the hockey game as a disheveled Buddy the Elf in costume, hasn't shaved,
Funny.
A candy cigarette in his mouth. And here he is talking about how upset people got.
People are like, what is he promoting?
Do you like
what's going on?
Are you totally?
People got mad at me. Buddy would never do that. Buddy wouldn't smoke a cigarette.
Wow.
Well, you don't know Buddy. You don't know Buddy.
You don't know what's happened to Buddy since that movie came out.
Yeah, I mean, with AI, Buddy's out of a job.
Oh, my God!
Exactly.
You don't know Buddy. You don't know what Buddy's been through.
number one.
Stressful to be Buddy.
And speaking of movies, if you were a fan of Legally Blonde, the movie, it was on Broadway, Reese Witherspoon gives a little update on how Legally Blonde went from movie to now a TV series that's a prequel.
I thought it would be, well, it was kind of this like idea. I saw that Wednesday Addams show, you know, the Wednesday.
Of course.
And I was like, oh, she was in high school. I loved it. I watched every episode. I thought it was amazing. And I was like, we should do Elle Woods in high school because I wanted to see who she was before college, before law school.
Yeah.
And I started having all these ideas and these amazing writers came up with a great pitch. And now Amazon is making the show and it's called Elle.
Yes.
Hey, that's a great idea.
It really is. I cannot wait. They're doing the casting for it right now. Kind of exciting to see who is going to play a young Elle Woods. I wonder. There is a car
good question.
That I see every other morning when I'm driving into work. It is a flashy, bright red Cadillac.
Really?
And it's, yeah. And the license plate, it's abbreviated, but it spells Elle Woods 2. And I'm always looking over in there wondering, who's driving that? Are they a lawyer? Do they aspire to be Elle Woods? But do you ever pass the same car in the morning?
Oh,
and you
absolutely
see those personalized plates?
Yep.
And so I see them driving around. I'm thinking, all right, that's pretty cool. Drive a nice Cadillac.
The woman blonde, is it Reese? Does she live in Milwaukee now?
It's too dark for me to see, but I feel like the Elle Woods would have a pink Cadillac.
Yeah, that's why I thought maybe it was
not
Reese driving,
one.
You know? You're like, oh, that can't be her. She wouldn't put it out there like, oh, Elle Woods. Yeah, okay, yeah, it's her.
Maybe she's here for casting to try to find the next Elle Woods.
Could be. You never know.
That's your three must-hear clips of the day on The Mix.